This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
How do you know that, Trance King?
Well, for that very reason. See? Taught Dave Pearce a few things in my time.
Anyway, that's for another day. Right. Hi, Tanya.
Hiya.
Now, you want our help, don't you?
I do.
Or you want Chappa's expert help, really, don't you?
I do, indeed.
Oh, dear.
Now, tell us about your boyfriend's mum.
Well, she's a bit of a nightmare in the way that me and Lee, we've been together quite a long time now, and every time we see her, she's constantly on about, I need grandchildren, and when are you going to have children, and it's just really getting a little bit too much now.
Right. Have you any plans to get pregnant anytime soon?
No, no, no.
How long have you been seeing Lee?
About 7 years now.
Oh, okay.
So
do you not think she's got some kind of right to say that after 7 years?
I do, but we just don't want them yet, no. So I need help.
Have you told her that you don't want them yet?
Yes.
Right, well, there we are then, that's fair enough. Okay, so you kind of want us to maybe stop her from saying this quite so often, don't you?
I do.
And it is every single time you see her, right?
It is, it's getting a bit out of hand now.
Right, well, I think there's something we can do to help.
Good.
Chappa, you ready?
I'm ready.
Tanya, we're going to call your future mother-in-law and surprise her a little bit.
Right, okay.
You're going to love it.
Okay.
Trust me. Right, so we were speaking to Tanya, and she wants some Chappa's revenge on her boyfriend's mum. Well, they've been going out ages, so it's basically her mother-in-law. Now, his mum, Chris, every time they see her, it's like to Tanya, when are you going to get pregnant? When are we going to have some grandchildren? And Tanya's been getting increasingly annoyed about this, because it is quite constant. So, thought maybe Chris, the mother-in-law, needed a call from us. So we did it, and this is what happened.
Hello?
Oh, hi, yeah, I wonder if you could help me. I'm trying to track down Tanya. She's not answering her phone at the moment, and I've got this number down as another contact. Would that be right?
Who's calling?
My name's Mark, and calling from a TV show called The In and Out Show.
Right.
Okay, and you're her friend, are you?
No, I'm her mother-in-law, actually.
Oh, well, that's perfect, actually, because, basically, it's just to say that we need to organise a studio for her giving birth, so we need to really just get some dates of when we'll need to induce.
What are you talking about?
It's the In and Out Show, basically. Tanya will be starring in one of the episodes. It's a show that we've got that basically where we follow people from conception to birth.
She's not even pregnant.
You're her, kind of her mother-in-law, yeah?
I'm certainly her mother-in-law,
right.
Yeah.
And they haven't told you?
They haven't breathed a word to me.
Right. That's a bit awkward. But basically, we had three couples in a studio together, all very tastefully done, don't worry about that, and the first couple to conceive wins.
Sorry, I don't think so. I really don't think
We filmed the conception bit, and the great news is that Tanya and Lee won. They came first.
I think this is dreadful. Absolutely dreadful.
No, it's not dreadful. It's not dreadful. It's good news. Tanya and Lee conceived first, so they're going forward to the big birth finale in front of a live studio audience.
I think this is quite disgusting, actually. You're not some sort of pervert, are you?
No. It's a proper show. It's called The In and Out Show. It's presented by Lorraine Kelly. Have you not seen it?
No, I have not. And I'm sure that Lorraine Kelly wouldn't get involved in anything like this.
Okay, well, can you just hang on just for a second for me?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi there. Hi, it's Lorraine Kelly here. How are you? You quite happy?
I don't think so.
No, the whole thing, I mean, they've been such good sports, and to be honest with you, for them to let us film, you know, we were very tasteful, don't worry, we were very tasteful, and you wouldn't be embarrassed by it in any way whatsoever. I'm just quite surprised that they didn't mention it to you. There only is one wee problem. The show is actually being sponsored, obviously, like all these things are always sponsored, as you know, I'm sure. And it's being sponsored by IKEA.
Yeah.
So... Now, the problem is, and I'm not quite, I might as well just come right out and say it to you, the show is sponsored by IKEA and they will want to call the kids IKEA.
No way. No way on this earth.
It's not a ghastly name. It's not. It's not horrendous.
I'm absolutely disgusted with this. There's no way that I'm having any of this.
Hi. It's me again. Sorry, Lorraine does go on a bit. Sorry about that. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Can I just check one more thing with you? One of the aspects of the show is that Tanya will get a celebrity birthing partner to help her. You know, someone who says push, push, and helps with the gas and holds her hand and gives her some support. Tanya on her form said that she'd like Robbie Williams as her celebrity birthing partner.
Look, I think this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in all my life.
So did he, actually, because his people said that he's not really up for it. So, do you have any idea who else?
No, I really don't.
For example, does she like Dean Gaffney?
No, there's no two ways about it. You know, you're going on and on about this. Lee and Tanya, there is no way that they are going to do it. I will not allow it. I think that you should go, okay?
I'm just going to,
I don't care what you're just going to do.
Well, do you want me to finish or not?
I think so.
All right, I'm going to finish. I just need to let you speak to my boss one more time, okay?
Right.
All right.
Well, actually, we have got a wee bit of a confession to make, I'm afraid. It's that Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Oh, just stop it. Do you know, I've got to string these two up when they come round to this afternoon. Scott Mills. Radio 1.